That's I miss not him so at much. All what stoners eat.
I said, yeah, right. What'd you have, a bong hit transplant? And then everyone at the 7-Eleven turned to me and began applauding. For I had created the greatest joke of all time.
Tommy.
People are doing that, dude. Did I ever tell the story about the show at the Hamilton Arts Collective with Tom Myers?
I believe the one with the TV.
Yeah, with the TV
yes,
that he wheeled out.
Great stuff.
I don't know what if happened? I told the story or not. So Tom,
you haven't told it.
Tom had a tour of comics one time. He called. Like put together. Well, he goes. I told Andy Klein. I'm like, yeah, Tom's got his own tour now with comics. It's him, Brett the Irish Comic, Cat Malone, and I can't remember who else was on it. And fucking Andy Klein goes, what's it called? The Shitty Comics?
It was even better, though. It was called
The Heathens of Comedy.
Oh, they're bad.
The fucking that's heathens, bad, dude.
And the logo was a burning cross.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Oh, you got
that's
MySpace
like a KKK.
I know. Tom yep. just didn't know. He thought it meant like set Jesus on fire.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Tom,
Big so Tommy.
The Hamilton Arts Collective had the Heathens of Comedy there. It was hosted by Lucy Furr, which was just a videotape of Brett the Irish Comic wearing sunglasses in front of a fireplace.
Hosted by a video.
Yeah. Dude, Tom, during Tom's
the job that's only about energy and getting the fucking audience involved.
Tom did a fucking like hour, and during his set, after every setup, Tony Graysick starts going, Tom Myers. So before he gets to the punchline, everyone's chanting his name, and then he says it. And then the response is, yeah. You know, he like peters out. So he's like bombing to chance.
The king. The once and future king.
Oh, yeah. God.
No, that show was bizarre. Like, I mean, he ate it, and he ran off stage crying, and
oh no!
They, Cat Malone, don't pretend like you give a shit, dude.
It's you're sad when they
this
cry.
Fake performative empathy you have,
dude,
for
let
people
me virtue
that you
signal, dude.
For people that you mock.
Have you ever met Tom?
Of course, I've met Tom.
You've had the least relationship.
I've had the
with
least,
Tom.
Definitely the least.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when I met him, I was already a fan.
Yeah,
his
yeah,
reputation
yeah.
preceded him.
Well, so he was crying, but then you watch him like almost like. In a second in his head, as the tears are drying on his face, go, no, it's society that's wrong. You know? And then it's like, I killed.
Tom
you know?
Is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he immediately, basically, yeah, it's the same personality
oh,
type.
God.
They also have the same body and haircut. Also the same taste in sunglasses. It's weird. The more I think about the
Tom Myers
is
Hillary Clinton.
It's true.
It's probably from her pussy, which he ate.
That's how
no,
you become
she
Hillary
never got
Clinton.
You.
She's like a werewolf. If you eat her pussy, you turn
yeah,
into her.
I hear she's hiring interns.
The best part of that joke is the adjusting the belt. He says she's probably gonna hire some interns yeah, right. and they adjust the belt.
I'm here. Yeah, like a 50-year-old plumber showing up to eat some pussy.
Gotta adjust the belt.
Postmenopausal cobwebbed pussy.
Oh, shouts out to Tommy. Wait, yeah. Dylan told that story about how his brother, Dylan Myers' brothers,
yeah.
Tom was his waiter at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. right. No, there's a YouTube of him, like, touring that Mexican restaurant as if it's, like, going to be the new hot comedy venue.
Yeah.
But I think it was pretty much just a place that he was working.
Yeah, well, props to him for getting a waiting job. He worked
at 7-Eleven. Yeah.
That story about the bong hit transplant, about being in line behind someone, is a lie. He was working at 7-Eleven. Which, you know, everybody's got to work a job. I would take a 7-Eleven job if I had to.